Welcome back to the Beastcape Podcast. We're going to take two movies and compare the two and see who stands above the other. Question. Which movie do you think is better? Wonder Woman 84 or Harley Quinn and Birds of Prey?
I would say the less annoying movie is Wonder Woman 84. Wonder Woman 84 could have been saved if it had taken certain directions. Just certain story changes. One, the movie was a little bit shorter. Two, that whatever you decide to do with Pedro Pascal's character, making him more villainous instead of no one can be bad, they only make bad choices. Birds of Prey, on the other hand, as I said before in a previous podcast, Birds of Prey is a marketing decision. To approach the movie like that as a marketing decision, well, if we do this, they will come. So they did not come to the movie theater to see it. Turns out to be that even people in the movie don't want to have anything to do with that moving forward, whether it be a sequel or whatever else. The only person that comes out of that movie with some type of future is the lead character. That movie doesn't exist in Suicide Squad. I mean, they'll probably reference it somehow. It doesn't hurt that character. It hurts every other character. And it hurts the fact that people try to cash in on social agendas and made a terrible movie. Fair I want to pick points. Wonder Woman 84, the better of the two movies.
All right. Matt, what are your thoughts?
I would agree with Barry. Wonder Woman 84 is better of the two movies. Birds of Prey? Nah, I'm not down for that whack movie. Go with Wonder Woman 84. At least there's some redeeming qualities in that.
Wonder Woman 84 looks good at times. It's well shot. It has a lot of plot holes, but you can still follow along. At some point with Birds of Prey, it is just Harley Quinn ad-libbing. That's it. And a whole bunch of action scenes.
I agree with you 100%, Barry. Birds of Prey was sickening to watch. To me, unbearable. So I'd go with Wonder Woman 84.
That's an interesting one. And I think I had another thought on this. Wonder Woman 84 in terms of potential that unfortunately was not realized. Any other films on the Marvel side equal that same way? Like that Wonder Woman 84 going up against Captain Marvel.
I mean, Captain Marvel is still more sensible movie than
Captain Marvel was more streamlined as far as its storytelling than Wonder Woman 84 was.
I mean, plus it has Samuel L. Jackson in it. With some great de-aging
technology for it was pretty good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Which
I mean, he still moved like he was 70.
I don't understand that Disney and Marvel, which is also Disney, can't solve Luke Skywalker's face.
This is a Wonder Woman 84's overall story structure was just bad. The layout was terrible. You have like 8 acts in them, and all of them overly long. This essentially what we're looking at is that Wonder Woman 1984 was just a poorly...
I think Wonder Woman 84 is mismanaged. That
a fair point, I think.
The director has come out, I guess, due damage control for the movie. Is not doing well critically. That, oh, well, Warner Brothers was trying to stop the Vision, or they had multiple scripts that they wanted to do. Well, maybe they had the right idea based off the fact that they had just come off some successful movies.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing what has been brought out, the fact that there was reshoots, again, everything has to have a social theme in 2020, 2021, that maybe they understood that this was not right. If I want to pump money into a movie and it's my movie and all you are is technically work for hire. If you're a director, I mean, you do have some say, and it probably is a contract, but you are work for hire, allowed her to make the movie that she wanted to make. But the movie that she wanted to make was not the best version of Wonder Woman out there. No executive can sit down and watch that movie and say, yes, this is the movie we wanted to make.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could sit through that whole thing. I think more or less they were checking off all the social bonuses they did and stuff.
I would say that Wonder Woman 84 is a little different than Birds of Prey. Because again, Birds of Prey is more of a marketing decision. Wonder Woman 84 is just a misguided superhero movie. No different than Spider-Man 3. Or no different than The Amazing Spider-Man. It's just bad decisions were made. And it turned out to be a bad movie instead of a bad movie was made. And people don't like that movie. So that's the difference.
Which film would you rewatch?
Well, I have one. Would you rewatch Mission Impossible 2 or Mission Impossible 3?
Mission Impossible 2.
I like them both.
Matt, you are off the podcast. You are off the podcast. If you say you like Mission Impossible 3, like Mission Impossible 2 is silly with the bike foo type thing, the pirouette on the motorcycle, but it's still
very... Oh, no. Now I remember that. Nah, hell no. I don't want to watch that.
See, which movie would you rewatch? Mulan or Doolittle?
I can't remember how long Doolittle was. Actually, I'm going to have to go with Mulan. As much as I don't like that movie, it at least is short, aside from just the direction changes from the cartoon version. I just remember extremely disliking Doolittle. The movie serves no purpose other than Robert Downey Jr. wanted to do something different.
I think I would want to watch... Let me think. Which one would I want to watch for? I think I'll watch Mulan again. Other than that, I'd agree. At the very least, you can kind of pretend.
Yeah.
In form of action, but oof.
Yeah. I mean, the movie's not good. The movie's bad, but Doolittle's worse.